It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Hospitalizations for patients with COVID-19 in Colorado continue to climb. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
The state reported 622 people in the hospital with the virus Thursday. That's 26 more than the day before and nearly 200 more than a week ago. The rate of positive tests was flat but still relatively high, above 7%. Julie Lomborg is with the Colorado Hospital Association.
It's really critical that we stop the progression of this now while we can and before hospitals are overwhelmed.
Colorado hit a benchmark in data released Wednesday, 100,000 cases so far of COVID-19, a virus many had never heard of at the start of 2020. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The husband of Denver's district attorney could face criminal charges. He's accused of starting a series of brush fires on his property near the East Troublesome wildfire. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Sheriff's deputies were called to Christopher Linsmeyer's Grand County property earlier this week after reports of small slash fires burning around the home. Deputies say he wasn't there and had left the fires unattended. They returned the next day and found additional smoldering areas. Firefighters were able to put the fires out with shovels and snow. Linsmeyer faces several charges of arson for violating local fire restrictions. In a statement, his wife, Denver District Attorney Beth McCann, thanked Grand County officials for their help and called it a, quote, very difficult time for the family. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A $6 million federal grant will help about 250 homes, farms, and businesses in northwest Colorado get broadband. The money comes from a U.S. Department of Agriculture program to get better internet access in rural areas. Grant money came to southwest Colorado earlier this month. This is CPR News.